Blog Talk Radio.
There's a train coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among those loved the most, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. Come on, play with it. Daryl Dixon on the saxophone line. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming, yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. The
Trying to see what I'm talking about, worship. And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
Because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence. Because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified, that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, today, Lord. We can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our trouble lies, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. New World Sun this morning. People get ready. A train is coming. Don't need no ticket to get on board. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mark Hinton prayed the prayer of faith this morning. We thank God for that prayer, because I know he meant every word to the Lord that he said. And we can follow those same words and ask God to do the same thing for each of us and for our husband, our wives, our family, our children. And today is November 18th, 2021. And it just come to me the other day to celebrate the people of Jesus in the morning, have a celebration day for them, because we want to give people their flowers while they're living, so they can hear what's being said about them. They can see what's being done for them. Many things they can touch and feel, yeah, because most times flowers are sent when a person passes, but he said flowers only the family can see them. The person who has passed can't see them, can't touch them, can't smell them, anything. So we do it while they're living. So I wanted to celebrate you this morning, each and every caller and each and every listener, those coming through the podcast and the archives, and people that I've gotten to know over the years, people that I've met on Facebook and we have become friends, all kind of people that come and take a listen. Some people, they don't stay. They just come to hear what is this all about. Once they hear it, they go on. Some people hear and they like what they hear and they decide to try it again the next morning, so they come back. And so we thank God for each and every one that continues to come back. Hallelujah. Some people share it with other people. Oh, come take a listen to this lady. Yeah, all this kind of thing. And so we're grateful unto God for each of you. I thank God for each and every one of you. And so listen, today you may want to tell us about your favorite song or your favorite group you know, your favorite entertainer or actor or color, your favorite food, your favorite drink, your favorite place to shop, your favorite place to travel. And you may just want to tell us, you know, something about yourself, one thing about you. You know, that may be what you want to tell us today. And me, my favorite place to travel really right now is Florida. Yeah, I like going from one little city to another in Florida. Since I've been going down to the prison in Lake Butler, I thank the Lord that I get to go through some little towns, you know. And if I took what they call Highway 90 here in Jacksonville, well, over in Jacksonville, I should say, we call it Beaver Street, B-E-A-V-E-R. And so if we take Beaver Street straight out, it will run us into California. So when you go through down Beaver Street, Highway 90, you're going to come to different areas. Then you can go up to Stark, Florida. You can go up to Gainesville, Ocala. If you come on back, if you get on up, you know, you're going to go to Gainesville. I'm trying to think of some other places in there. Coming out of Jacksonville, a town called Baldwin, and then you get to White House. Then you're going out into McClinney, Lake Butler, Lake City, and then go on, you know, Ocala, all of that connected around in that area. And so here lately, I enjoy driving down in that area. So if I leave late in the morning, you know, later than 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, then I catch the freeway. I travel the interstate, take IT, hit me right on up to a certain exit. I get off right there, make a left, go around and go to the right and keep it straight. I've got to remember, I don't think it's 16. It's another road, 121, I think it is, 128, something like that. But that's my favorite travel right now, to travel inside of Florida. My favorite song, I don't really have one because I have so many gospel songs inspire me and encourage me and blesses me. I have so many, I just wouldn't know where to start. Yeah. Now, I do like, I do like Van Morrison, When God Shines His Light. Now, that's one of my all-time favorites right there, because I thank God for it. Thank God for that. My favorite color is orange. I'm just doing some stuff until we, you know, come on up. My favorite entertainer would be Melba Moore. I've enjoyed Melba Moore for many years, and we became prayer partners. That had to be what, in the early part, a little bit past 2004, I want to say, we became prayer partners. She was always a singer that I always wanted to meet. And I didn't know, but Melba got saved, and she worked in the church, and Melba had 8 children. I didn't know that. Yeah. But she was one of my favorite, all-time favorites, Melba Moore. And I would have to say one of my favorite actors would be Kevin Costner. Anybody know Kevin Costner? He made a movie called Waterworld. And they couldn't appreciate Waterworld. They didn't give it such a good rating. But I have Waterworld on DVD. And I have Waterworld, on the TV. I forgot where I have it at, somewhere. It could be one of them, Pluto, I don't know. But I have Waterworld, and any time I get ready to watch it, I can watch it. And one of my all-time favorite foods, I'm trying to think right now, I got so many wonderful. I'm going to say it would be cabbage. Cabbage or eggplant would be my favorite food. My favorite drink would be water. Yeah, Kevin Costner in The Postman. Yeah, it's pretty good too. Thank you, Brother Louis. Yes. Oh, I like him in many movies now. But that Postman, I checked it out. Yeah, because he's probably one of my, well, I think my favorite male actor. Yeah. My favorite place to shop. I'm going to get to Walmart today. Yeah, because of the variety. That's why I give it to Walmart. It's a one-stop place. Everything under one umbrella. You can go in there and pick up everything and come on out and don't have to keep making stops. So I go to Walmart. One thing I tell you about myself this morning, I'm trying to think what that would be. Oh, I know. I'm getting pretty good in Spanish. We're learning the basics, because just like when we started elementary school in America, and they teach in English, you learn your ABCs, your vowels, your consonants, this type of thing. In Spanish, it's got vowels and consonants, but it's a different way. It's not quite the English way, the way that we, you know, learn all about English. Some things are, but some things are different, and I like to share. So they have what's called masculine and feminine, and you have to know the difference. Yet there's plural and singular, and you got to tell what makes a word masculine, what makes a word plural. So it's a different kind of situation. Here, we just have singular, basically, and plural. Singular means one, plural means more than one. So over there, it's different. They have words like la, los, las, and you have to know the difference. From L, yeah, you have to know when. In our alphabets, we just have alphabets. But their alphabets, like the letter A, it's not pronounced A, it's pronounced A. I'm just sharing what I like over here, you know, in Spanish classes. I like it. B, you would say B. C, you would say C. Isn't that strange to you? CH would be C. The letter F would be F-A. Isn't that something? And H would be R-J. The H would be silent. I is pronounced E. Yeah. The J would be pronounced Ota. You kind of don't hear the J. Check this out. M is M-A. L is L-A. It is something. K is K. And then they have double L's. L-A. Yeah. L-A. I think I'm pronouncing it right. N-A for N. O is pronounced O. Q is pronounced K. Yeah, C-U. Q is pronounced K. So when she asked me about the Q, I can't say Q. I got to say K. When it comes to the R, it's one R, but it's pronounced R. R, yeah. And so when she say, well, spell cat, I got to say, say, say arte. That's how I'm going to spell cat. I can't say C-A-T because I got to say Spanish. I love it. I love this because it's teaching me some things. And if I ever, I'm blessed to go to Italy or Mexico or wherever, I can, you know, speak the language and I can understand. I can even write it. I can even spell it. Yeah. And my daughter was teasing me. She said, yeah, remember you used to tease me in the laundromat? I said, yeah. Because Brenda was from Mexico, Puerto Rico, one of them. And she would say, what's up, mom? And we would say, hey, Brenda. Well, her and my daughter would begin to speak in Spanish. And so when Brenda would say, well, how are you doing, Shante? She would, you know, speak the proper, well, let's say Brenda said, what's up? She would speak the proper Spanish. How are you, Brenda? I am just fine, you know? And Brenda looked at me, what's that? She said, your daughter's speaking all this correct Spanish, and I'm just speaking. I said, oh, and I would laugh. Yeah, but it's a different language. And I think some of the words are just beautiful. Even that R, R, I like that R. U is pronounced ooh. It's not U, it's ooh. And I've been taught when you pronounce the O, you don't pull your lips back. You leave them out and say O. Oh. You know, like you say, oh, what happened? O, oh, that's how it's pronounced. And the U is ooh, and you leave your lips out. Oh, it's just so different. And then the letter Z is pronounced Zeta. Zeta, uh-huh. So she'll ask me to spell something, and I have to spell it. Now, I had the 10 letters. I kind of had them down pretty good, you know. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. I had it down, you know. But now, she went past 10, from 11 to 100. Uh-huh. So I put that down. So I'm working on some things, but I'm working the basics of it, how to put everything together to perform a correct sentence, the correct pronunciation, all of this. And so that's one thing I tell you about the Spanish. So I wanted to give this opportunity to the listeners who want to share something, or thing you want to share. You may not, you know, want to share anything. You just want to hear about what others share. What's about them? I never knew that about, you know, Simone. I never knew that about Brother Louis or whoever, you know, Brother Anthony or whatever. So we thank God, because I tell you, I really appreciate each and every caller. I appreciate you coming each and every morning with me to lift up the name of the Lord. The more the merrier, the more the better. Yeah. And he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lift me up. Hallelujah. Not only that, when we praise God, and even as a group we're praising God, then he give a group blessing. And still give each one of us a blessing. He loves giving. He loves giving. And he loves a cheerful giver. So when we give praise, when we give honor, when we give worship, when we give glory unto him, he blesses us. Yeah. And I thank him for his many blessings. Yeah. And so this morning I want to look over at the book of 1 John. And I'm looking down around the fourth chapter. And we may start around verse. Well, we can read the whole thing. Let's go to 1 John and let's look at chapter 1. And the reason I'm doing this particular scripture today, because God is love. And he so loved us. Only begotten son, that whoever would believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. But it was the love that caused God to do this for man. He so loved man the ground, pulled them from the dirt, come back, and he saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone, so he pulled woman out of, we call it the rib of the man, and he made them one, and they become to serve each other, to be a help meet to each other. They help meet the need of the family. So that was love. And then as he increased and added more people, he wanted people themselves to love one another because he is love. And he started with man in love. So he want man to love one another. But man come from an evil nature. He come from a sinful nature, and many times when you give love, others don't love you back. Yeah, you love what you can do for them. They may love the way you look, the way you sound, the way you dress, whatever. But actually loving you for you, this is something they don't do. They can't. They don't know how. But what we found out, and we found it out very soon, is that God loves for us. See, he made us in his image. It's him that caused breath to be in our body. And when he see how we react, he love it. His creation, he made it for his pleasure. He enjoyed man. But you have problems with man because, again, man come from a sinful nature, and man don't know how to quite love like God. I've heard people call it agape love, unconditional. No requirements. You don't have to do anything. I just love you, you. But man have to find something to love you for. God wasn't like that. He just loved. Men, they love women because one special woman they're going to choose to love the rest of their life because of something they love about her. They don't just love her. It's something she has proven to them that she's worthy of their love. Yeah. And I believe God changed it like this because at one time, men had wives and concubines and nobody got jealous. But God changed things. But still today, many men think they can still have wives and concubines. I don't know why. Don't ask me. I'm talking about American men. Because they cheat and cast, you know, so all my goodness. But just the nature. But once God come in and fill their heart, once he filled them with his spirit, all of that changed. And that one woman that he fell in love with, this is the one I can't live without. She becomes his all in all, and they become one. Yeah. So listen. In the book of John, chapter 1, starting at the first verse, it says this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is the light, and in him at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, as in the light, we have fellowship one with another, And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. This is for the believer, because we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to be what they call in the world down for each other. So this is telling us if we have these things, we have God. And we can confess whatever it is that we've done. We should be able to confess it to one another, but we can't do that because they're going to take it and put it on the evening news, and they're going to make it negative. On the evening news, it won't become that Barbara had a lust problem and we got together and prayed for her and God delivered her. We believe in that God has delivered her. That's not what they're going to say. They'll say something like this: oh, I know that was too good to be true. She was too holy for me. I knew something was wrong with her. She had something going on. Well, the scriptures say we all have sin. And if we say we don't sin, he said it's what? We're liars. Because the scripture even taught us we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we won't look at one another situations and love each other. Pray each other through. We got to talk about it. We got to make sure everybody else know what we know about that person. It just can't be between me and Sister Dot. You know, we just can't know these things about Sister Jerry, Sister Dot and I. See, we can't just know it. Because I got to go and share it, you know, with Simone. And then Dot, she got to go and share it with somebody else. And then they share it with somebody else. And the next thing we know, Jerry done heard about it. Or Simone done heard about it. And she was like, Simone was like, well, I told Sister Barbara this in confidence that she would pray for me and keep the situation on the altar. But now she done told Sister Dot. Dot done told Jerry. Jerry done told Louis. Yeah, and when we know anything, Anthony know it. How did he know? It's all over Facebook. That's not love. That's hurtful, it's deceitful, it's evil, and it's wrong. And I've got to throw this one in there, and it's sad. Because whatever someone shared with me, it should be with me. Whatever Jerry has shared with Dot, it should be between them two. If I told Dot, she'd say, well, what we're going to do is pray for deliverance for them. They need prayer. And this is between us. We want to just keep this between us because we touching and agreeing in prayer. He said, well, two or three is two of us. So we're going to pray that God deliver Simone from whatever she said was wrong. We're not going to put it on the evening news because church illness travel fast. Bad news in a church, it'll travel so fast that it'll make your head swing. It'll go from church to church. It'll get to churches that's not affiliated with your church. When you know anything, the Muslims know about it. I'm telling you. The Catholics, they know about it. The Pentecostal church, the Apostolic, the Baptist, the Methodist, the CMB and the AMB church know about it. You might be walking down the road and somebody said, oh, you heard what happened with Simone, didn't you? Well, they say she told a woman named Barbara. And it started from there. Barbara told Dorothy, and Dorothy told Jerry, and Jerry told this one. And look, now it's everywhere. Everybody know what went on. I'm on YouTube this morning. This is what church folks do. Not the people of God, but church folks. Jerry and I, we have the people that we share different things about that we know personally. And the one thing Jerry's going to say, Barbara, we got to pray for them. They need prayer. It's not so much a gossip thing spirit as it is we see what's good, what the devil thinks he's doing over there with them or what the devil is using them to try to do against us. Barbara, we got to cut it off. Barbara, we got to pray for them. Yeah, but we don't put it on the evening news. We don't put it on the evening news. We put it on the altar and leave it there. And God know our hearts. Because I've heard Jerry say before, well, I'm not going to do that. Next thing I know, well, I had to, Barbara. They were hungry. I had to, Barbara. This. I had two barbers. They were that. And I would share and she wouldn't listen and all I could do is pray. Next thing I know God had on the rest. He cut it off. He took it all away from her because when she had it, when he gave it to her, she didn't use it for that. She used it to help everybody else and needed to help herself. And those that she was helping, they wasn't coming to help her. They were coming to get more. The more they drained her and she didn't have, the more they come to drain her even more. So now she's trying to figure a number in debt to help these people who are never going to stop draining her. All they want is what she can give to them. The more they give, the more they want. Why? These are not the people of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Oh, they'll talk about it. But they're not going to leave nothing under him. And whatever he says, they don't want to hear. Especially if it's not good news. Now, if it's good news, it's the blessings of the Lord, they won't hear all of that. But when God tells them something he's going to do that they don't like, oh, I don't want to hear that. Like God going to cut it off because you don't want to hear. That's going to come even quicker than you think. It will appear that everything just going good. And it's going to be there always. All of a sudden, one snap and it start going dwindling downhill. One thing. And that thing start dwindling and you can't catch it back. You can't put it back together because God said what it was going to be. You didn't want to hear it. He told you the truth to prepare you, but you didn't want to hear it. And you didn't prepare the culture of God. Now, whoop, as they say, there it is. Yeah. So we're back now to 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 1. And what we're doing, we're celebrating the listeners today, every caller, every listener. 11 years God has blessed me to host Jesus in the Morning radio talk show. And people coming and people leaving and people coming and people going, listen. If I was not of God, I could care less. It would just keep going on. You just keep coming every day and you know, whatever God say, I say, whatever you do. But we're going to really show me some love. What are you going to do for me? Because the church and the pastor get so busy, he don't have time. You've been taught Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man. Don't put your trust in nobody. But I believe Sister Barbara have the Spirit of God in her. I believe she's led by the Spirit of God. I know she's spoken things in my life that she had no clue that was going on. I know she didn't have no way of knowing that. I know that was God using her. So I'm going to come with her every morning. Plus, I've seen this woman show love. And I believe that she care about me is why she brings this message every morning and why she get up, come here every morning. She's not getting paid for this. So she don't have a ill motive, a negative motive towards me to take nothing from me. If anything, she wants to pray to give more. The best gift I can give is two gifts, the word of God and prayer. Those are the two greatest gifts I know you can get. That word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll fix your life. Prayer will bring you into a place with God where you've never been before. Prayer will strengthen you in the midst of your trial. Prayer will turn the lights back on when they're off. I don't mean physically. I mean spiritual lights going out. Prayer will turn those lights back on that now see your way clearly back to God and state prayer. Those are the two things we must have with God, a prayer life and a Bible study life. We must have that. So we're looking at 1 John chapter 4, and this is in celebration of every caller, every listener today. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Listen, believers, listen, children of God, you got to try the spirits, try the spirits to see whether they are of God. The spirit in you should agree with the spirit in me. We both have the spirit of God in us. If it does not agree, we got to separate. I know not to trust that because it's not of God. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is of God. If you're talking any other kind of fog or noggle, you know, I know this is not God. This is not the spirit of God. I got to go. If they're telling you, you got to pay for the prayer clause. If they're telling you, you got to just follow their ministry and no other ministry. If they put you in any kind of bondage, you know that's not God. And if they say that, no, Jesus didn't come in the flesh, he didn't come. Jesus was just a prophet. He was just a man like everybody else. You can get on away from that. You got to confess that Jesus Christ is not in the flesh and that he is of God. You got to confess that God sent him. You believe he's the son of God. God set some things in place so he'll know his people. Everybody who is now on this page with God, he know you don't belong to him because you believe what he said. You don't believe what he inspired man to write. Peter, Paul, John, Matthew, Mark. You don't believe this. You don't believe that Mary was a virgin and had a baby. And it wasn't Joseph. Joseph didn't want to put her out publicly, so he kept his mouth shut and took Jesus as his own son, but knowing he and she knew that Jesus' father was Almighty God that have all power. We're looking at verse 3 now. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Anti means against. Anti means you're not the same. There's a difference there. It's that spirit of Antichrist. It's the spirit that's against Christ, separated from Christ, the Son of God. Whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is in the world. You heard that the Antichrist was coming. Well, it's already here. And it's been here a while. And it's been preparing and prepping and making preparations for the day when it's going to strike. the Antichrist. We see it now. We see people don't believe in Jesus. We see people that say all kind of manner of things against him. You see people call us all kind of names because we believe in Jesus. And we believe that he is the Son, the begotten Son, the offspring of Almighty God Jehovah, the true and living God that have all power. But that Antichrist is already here, even now. Already is it in the world. It's a spirit. Yeah. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. How many of those spirits leap and jump and travel? I've been around people, and when I'm around them, I can't quite think right. I can't. I need some silence from them. I can't quite put it together. I can't. It's spirit. As if it's not the spirit of God, then that spirit come to kill, steal, and destroy. It comes to keep you from doing what you need to get. I bind it up in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pits of hell, never to return in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you would rebuke this spirit for our sake. And Lord, we ask that you would set us free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, because that spirit comes. In verse 4, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Ooh, look at here. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You've overcome the false prophets. I told you what to do. You overcome them who don't believe in Jesus and won't confess that he came in the flesh because I told you what to do. You've overcome that spirit of Antichrist because I told you what to do. Ye are of God's children and have overcome them. How you overcame them? Why is that, Lord? Because greater is he that is in you that is in the world. Well, what you talking about, great is he? Greater is the spirit of God that's in us than the spirit of the devil, than the spirit of the Antichrist. Because we have all power in us. The spirit of all power is in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Ye are of God's children and have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got the power. He said you could even call those things that are not as though they were. You can speak life. You can even speak death. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. And if you operate in these things, you will be blessed. And if you don't, you got to pray. You don't know how. You got to ask God. You got to seek his word. His word will bring all of these things to pass for you. Even if there's no teacher, you can ask God to give you the wisdom and the knowledge of his word. Lord, how do you want me to apply this to my everyday life? I need to know, Lord, because I need to apply your word. I'm reading, I'm trying to study your word, but I don't quite understand. But God, I need you to show me. Give it to me, Lord. I want to understand your word and apply it to me. And then, Lord, I'm able to break the bread of life with others. Father, I'm able to explain to the lost just who you are and what you've done for us. I'm able to explain the good news, which is your son, Jesus. That's good news, the gospel, your word. Yeah. So we move it on to verse 5. And they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Listen. Ye are of God, the children, and have overcome them, because great is he that is in the world. Great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Listen. When I talk to someone that's not striving for perfection, someone who has not made God the Lord of their lives. They're not really seeking him. They've really forgotten him, and they walk in their flesh. This is what happens. They are of the world, therefore they speak. They of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. They're not going to hear the word of God. They prefer to hear somebody telling them about shooting somebody and calling women out their name and all kind of stuff like that. They prefer to have women walking around half naked than to deal with a lady that's fully dressed properly, have respect for herself. They prefer the women who have no respect for themselves, nor their mother, and no grandmother, other kind of mother. Because when you see women that's doing this, they've gone through something. It's something they don't know. And they don't know it. They're disrespecting every woman, but they don't know this. But they prefer them kind. If you ever see a rap video, a hip-hop video, you're going to see these kind of people mainly in this arena. When a female performer, most guys come out to perform on stage, what she's wearing, they call it sexy. But what it is, it's hoish. Did I say it? Barbara said it. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Because what she's wearing is to get a woof from the crowd, is to get men to chase after her, even in their dreams, in their thoughts. And when they see her, it's like a Jezebel. Yeah. And men pay for all of this. I'm just telling you the truth. So the world gonna hear them. It wouldn't hear me. It won't hear me. The world can't hear me. I've ministered to people, been giving them the word and everything, and they in the midst of this, they turn it off. They turn it completely off because this is not what I want to hear. Oh, I talk about God. Every now and then, you might hear me pray a prayer, but I yet have a form of godliness. And I'm denying the power of God. Because when God is speaking, I don't even know. I hear you. I don't hear him. They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. Did you hear that? They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. He taught us something. He taught us something right there. When we run across people that won't hear the truth, they don't want to hear what God got to say. They don't like what he had to say because it's not pleasing to their flesh. We got to know the spirit of truth and the spirit of power. But he said, hereby know we. We should know this, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We got to be careful, even those you deal with. Because they have the spirit of error in them. They don't know God. Again, like I said, they'll talk about him. They will agree about him. But they're not going to live anything for real to him. Only what pleases their flesh. A married woman is doing when you try to tell something about her husband that's in error, that's wrong. The Bible says for me to honor my husband. I'm a do this. I'm a do for my husband. But what did God say about you? In ugly ways. What did he say about that? You don't want to hear that. But what pleases the flesh is what people want to hear. Because they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And we're going on down here tonight. This is why we're celebrating today. Every caller and every listener. Those that have come through and those that remain, we're yet celebrating you today. And this is really why love. Love covers a multitude of sins. And see, people even use that verse when they're in the spirit of error. Because they don't want to come out. They want to stay where they are because the flesh want to be pleased, but we have to learn to bring the flesh under subjection. That flesh will hurt us. It'll give us trouble. Because we should be doing something different, but we let the flesh lead and guide us, and it's going to bring hurt and pain. Woo! So verse 7 says, beloved, let us love one another. Calling us a sweet name here, beloved. Because God already loved us, and he's loving us. Beloved. Let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. That's if you got love. It's only one kind and it's real. That's the only kind of love you're going to know. Anything else other than love, it's not right. Folk would lie and say, I love you. All the time, it's not love, it's lust. It's even a lust to get out of you what they want. Love your mama, love your daddy, love your Judy, love your... Oh, loving that. I love what you can do for me. Yeah, not you. I'll tell you this, my daughter showed me, I love your mama, and when you, the proof is in the pudding. She don't have to say it. She said, oh, well, you know, that's just a way of doing things. But she don't have to tell me that. I see the action of her love. The old timers here, I'm going to call you the old timers. Those that go 11 years back with me, or 8 years back, or 5 years back, you may have heard me share about a man that I was in love with, and he showed me love. I didn't have to question him. The proof was in the pudding. If he never told me he loved me, he never had to say those words. I've heard couples say, well, you don't tell me you love me no more. Well, something wrong with the picture. Because he didn't have to tell me he loved me. He showed me he cared. It's a difference in word and action. Action speaks louder than words. See, when he made sure the electric was on, when he made sure the rent was paid, when he made sure groceries were in the pantry and the refrigerator, when he made sure I had gas in my car, when he made sure I had money in my pocket, he said, hey, where are you going? I said, I'm going somewhere. He said, you got money? I'm like, yeah, well, how much you got? And when I would tell him, well, hold on. Wait a minute. He said, hold on 1 minute here. And he would go and get his wallet and come back and maybe give me a couple of $100 more. Sometimes he would give me $1,000, you know, or whatever he wanted to give me. Now go do your shopping or whatever. And if anything, I'm not going to be worried about you because you have money. You can catch a cab. You can catch a plane, a high private jet that you bring you home if you want to. But you got a way to get to safety. But the proof was in the pudding. The proof was there. It wasn't just his words. He told me when I first met him, he said, there's coming a day with you when you think about me, it's going to put a satisfying smile on your face. That came to pass. Just what he did. He used to write poetry to me. Just what he said. That's just what happened. And as a man, he didn't let me take a man's role. Hold up. Don't do that. Wait a minute. I got that right there. Don't lift that. Don't push that. Don't pull. I got this. This is what men do. You can drive me around because you like to drive, so I'll let you show for me. It makes you feel some type of way. Okay. I don't mind the ride. And this is what he would, you know, do. But again, the proof was in the pudding. So listen, let us love one another. Lord shouldn't have to really worry that I really love him and share it. The proof should be in the pudding. I'm not God. I can't be there 24/7. But the time that I can be there, I should be there. If he called upon me for something, I should show up if I'm able-bodied to do it. God called me for something that I'm able to do, I should show up doing this. Okay, Brother Lua, I'm going to look at the definition. Anthony needs something. I don't care if it's nothing more than a conversation. I don't care if it's nothing more than just having an ear to hear. Whatever it is. I'm one person. I'm not God. But that which I do, I should be willing. And there's no price on. Oh, goodness, I see that 4-3-4-9-6. Oh, good morning. God bless you. So good to see that today. Yes, I have missed it. I have missed seeing it. Listen, Brother Lewis said that Strong's definition of anti is instead of. A primary practical opposite instead of or because of wrath in addition to for in the room of. But for me, antichrist, for me, anti means against. Because either you for me or you against me. Either you for Christ or you're not for him. Yeah. He said replacement alternative instead of Christ. All right, go for that. But either you for me or you against me. Either you love me or you don't. Nothing in between. I've heard him say, well, I like them. And you hear me say, I like them. But guess what? Either it's love or it's not. Now, we can like some things, but when it comes to people, we should love or not love. That's what I believe. Yeah. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. But if we can't love, I don't care how many times you go to church a week, you can hit that Tuesday night prayer meeting, you can hit Wednesday night Bible study, you can roll on back on Friday for prayer service, you can roll back Saturday for choir rehearsal, and come on that Sunday for fellowship and worship, and guess what? You don't love nobody. You don't even love yourself. See, because when we go back up here, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. See, they're about different things, many different things than we are. We're not about impressing. We don't do things to impress. We don't say things so people would think that we're more than we ought. When people does this, you know they of the world because they're trying to be what they really not. I don't have to tell nobody where I live. I don't have to tell nobody once I park, whatever I drive and going. I don't have to announce in that building who got tagged. If you have tag number so-and-so, we need you to go out and check your car. I don't have to say, well, that's not my tag number because I drive a Mercedes. I don't have to say that. That's they are in the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Then some, and then now they're looking at, ooh, she got a Benz. Foolishness. Her and that Ben's going to pass away if they don't get right with God. I don't have to tell you. Well, I came over here to, this is the only store that had these kind of towels that I needed. But I don't live over here to the cashier and everybody in the line here. I live in Ponte Vedra. Why do I have to tell people that hogwash? They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Now the line and the cashier, ooh, must be nice. She live in Ponte Vedra. Ponte Vedra is a real ritzy area on the outskirts of the Jacksonville somewhere, like around, further over from the beach or something. But it's a ritzy area where people with money live. You can't just move in there. They don't accept any and every old body. Yeah, but you got to tell people where you live. Because you want to feel like something. See, when you please with yourself, you don't have to tell people these things. When you happy with you, and you know you got it, you ain't got to tell nobody. It's some people that's telling it that don't have it. They want it. They got a portion, and they want people to know about the little portion they got. When I lived in Hilltop, in the project, the government houses, I didn't have to go everywhere and tell them folks, well, can y'all feel sorry about my living in the project? Can y'all feel sorry for my living hell raising Hilltop? You know they'll raise hell right now. I didn't have to do all of that. I was in the project, but I went up the project. And I didn't look like I come from the project. Yeah. The Hoochie Mama shorts on, and I'm almost 100, over half 100 years. Lord help me today. Yeah. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He said we must be born again. Nicodemus went to him by night and said, I know you, Master. I know you. I need you to talk to me and explain some things. And he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, well, how am I going to be born a second time? Can I enter mother's womb? He said, no, you must be born of the spirit and the water. So this is how we are born of God. We receive his son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. When we believe that he so loved us, he sent this special son to do a special work that would redeem us back to him. He shed his precious blood. He was abused and beaten. He suffered really bad for us. And when we receive him, we repent, we receive him, we announce that we received him, we're born again. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And we still on they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them because of this. They're not love yet. And you got many folks, they professing Jesus, they professing God, but they don't have no love. And before they leave you right, they'll disappear. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. See, my life is hid in Christ. I live through him now. It's no longer I, but him that live in me. Oh, I still say some crazy things. I still do some crazy things, but it's not unto others. If I do anything crazy, it's going to be myself. And I'll say some crazy stuff, not going to bustle great, not going to move. And repent. Why? In this was manifested the love of God towards me, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. He blessed us through his Son, Jesus Christ. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. God is love. And we're scared because we're scared we're not going to get love back. But we as believers, and we should love one another. Now, I know here on Jesus in the morning, many mornings, we show love. Good morning, Apostle. God bless you. We enjoy having laughing with Jerry. We enjoy Brother Anthony coming in and giving unto God and being here, call every name that he can call. We enjoy the word that come forth, the truth. Because see, many don't like the truth, and before they accept the real truth, they switch to the line and plug in this and unplug that and cross these wires and snip over because they don't want just the truth. And leave it alone. They got to add their own spiel to it, you know. Oh, and I see my 708 today. God bless you, 708. See everybody this morning. Yeah. So in celebration of you, every caller, every listener today, whether you've been before and you never came back, whether you came and you stayed, whether you come through every now and then, whether you come through the podcast, the archive, however you come through. You might come through Clubhouse, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, however you come through. This is in celebration of you. Because we got to love one another, for God is love. And everyone is born of God and knoweth God. Now listen. I can't give an account if you don't love me. I have to give it an account if I don't love you. See, the word come to me first. So I know better. See, if I didn't know better, then I would have an excuse. I'd get a few stripes. But because I know better, I'll get many if I don't love. And I have to love those that appear to be unlovable. I said appear to be. Act up and act a donkey because they're not shown love. They don't feel love. They don't believe nobody loved them. But as soon as you show them love, and look here, game, no game. They know love when they see it. They know it's genuine when they hear it. They know it's genuine when they feel it. They know it's genuine when they see it. And some people, once they feel it, once they hear from you, once they know it, they try to put it to the test to see how far you going to go, how far will she love me. I've seen that before. I'm going to love you all the way. Well, I'm coming back tomorrow and see what you got. Come on back. I still love you. Well, I'm not going to do what you say. Okay. That's all right. Come on back tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow you can do what God said and I'm still loving you. Yeah, they'll put you through. But when you see that people don't hear, they don't hear God and they won't obey him. They override him. They say what they feel and they say what they think and they say what they want to. Then he taught me this. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world and the world heareth them. Oh, but we back on the love for you. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. That's that eighth verse of chapter 4 of 1 John. Oh, I used to love this too much, y'all. For God is love. And if we say we got him, we must show that we have him and show it in love. when I come to him, I came to him because loving kindness have I drawn thee. When I went to the window looking up in the sky talking to him, his love caused him to lend his ear to hear what I had. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you today, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. His love caused him to hear what I had to say. I'll never forget. And he didn't just stop with his love there. He continued on. I didn't know about the scriptures. I had a form of godliness and I had not the power thereof. I went to church. I had godly parents. But I was going to let my flesh do what it wanted to do. It was my thing, in other words. I was going to do what I wanted to do. But that day he heard. And after he heard me come in, and it was him that began to teach me. He blessed me to understand the word. And after I got so far, he sent me to a church where I would learn even more of his word from the preacher. How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he's been sent? A man by the name, we called him Pastor Rogers in Birmingham, Alabama. Wife was named Quali. I thought that was a wonderful name. But he taught me about the Psalms because I didn't understand. Even in Genesis, it would tell me some things, but I didn't quite understand. But he got to teach me about the Psalms. And then when I went back to 1 and 2 Samuel, it confirmed some things about the Psalms. Because God is love. He so loved me. He heard I wonder that day and came in. Not only did he save me, he sanctified me and filled me with his spirit. Gave me the spirit of obedience. Gave me the spirit of, I don't want to go back. I'm enjoying this right here. I want to go further with this to see what's going to happen. I could pray, believing God would do it, and it was done. I could quote his word and I could see do the work even in me. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. I told him at the window that day, if you real, I want to be just as real in you as you are real. He came and he did. I didn't have to be fake. I didn't have to say what I meant, what I did not mean. Say what I mean. After that church, he sent me to another church. And I often said when I went over there across the pews and doing flips and backdrops like all the Blues Brothers. These people would let God have his way. It was not putting no restraints or limit on him. I know him in this way. You know him in that way. They know him in this way. These over here know different things. Lift one end of the church up, the roof of the building, with a big picture of blessings and pour down in the building so everybody got what they need. Deliverance. You need a more faith, you got it. You need a better prayer life, a Bible study life, or whatever you need, you got it. You need to be healed. You need to be set free. You need more love. You need more peace. You needed a house. You needed a car. Whatever you needed was in that picture when he dumped it down in that building. For God is love. He's the same God that loves us today. He's that same God that so loved us. He sent his only begotten son that whoever would believe on him would but have everlasting life. But we need to investigate love. And we love one another. We need to take time out to love, for God is love. People tell you that quickly. Oh, I love you. Don't bit more mean it than a man. I did that one for my mama. I had a man in the moon. I used to go out at night looking for him. And I would hear people say, oh, he inside the moon burning brushes. And I'm looking. I don't see nobody burning nothing. Yeah. But we got to love one another. This is serious business, I promise you. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. And see, the only way you're going to love right is you got to have his son. You got to go through him. You got to receive him. You got to receive the Spirit of God. You got to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. We got to have it. We can't love. Because see, some people, they call it love, but it's not love. It's to keep my flesh from bad. That's what you got. It's not love. It's to keep my flesh from feeling bad. It's to keep me from feeling bad. That's what I got. Love tells the truth. Love will tell you the truth. Love won't make you feel wrong when you're right. It won't make you feel right when you're wrong. Love won't do that. Love tells you the truth. It may not be what you want to hear, but love got to give it to you. This one girl said, oh, you just wore me out with that truth. I had to take a break because I had to get my composure. I had to get myself together. She said, because you was telling that truth, and I knew it was the truth, but it was just hurting me, and it was just burning me up. It was just putting me back together, just tearing me up, but at the same time, putting me back together. Oh, woman, I didn't want to hear no more you had to say. I wanted to just run and not ever remember you again. That thing was getting with me. She said, but the longer I stayed, and it melted my heart that I could get right with God, because I said, Lord, she told me the truth. It's up to me to receive the truth. Your word said the truth will set me free. I want to be free. So, Lord, I need you to help me because I can't just accept it on my own. See, but they don't do that. You got to do that. I've been told some things that just hurt me to the core. I wanted to take off running and never look back, but guess what? I had to get my deliverance. I had to get set free from it. Once I was set free and healed of it, you could walk it in front of my face. I could care less, because I've been delivered from it. I told you about men. I told you about men. I just didn't think I could let them go. Only when I came into God and he came into me was I able to do it. I couldn't do it in my flesh. I couldn't do it in the natural. I couldn't do nothing on my own. I couldn't even put the stick of weed down. I couldn't put the crown rod down. I couldn't put the clubbing down. I couldn't put the line down. I couldn't put the love of money down. I needed to be delivered, and only God could do it. But I had to be willing to allow him to do it in the way he did it, because the way he did it, it would never come back. He clipped it. He burned it. He sealed it. He sorted it. And he did it for me, for he is love. He loved me enough to do it for me, set me free, delivered me. Let me just read through this one. But we want to pay attention to verse 11. Chapter 4. Verse 11 of 1 John. I'm looking at 10. Herein is the love that we love God. But that herein is the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. The love now. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. His blood washed them away. He was what we needed to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He was what we needed to get us right. Because we didn't love God. He loved us. And he so loved us, he sent his only begotten son. And made it so whoever would believe in him won't perish, but have everlasting life. We're paying close attention to verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. If God loved us so, we ought to love one another so. I talked about that community where everybody could come together. If you wanted a house, you could get a house down there. We worked on the farm together. We had a humongous building where we had it as a restaurant. You really didn't need no money. If you're hungry, come get your plate and go sit down and enjoy your meal with your family. Sometimes singing would break out in there. Sometimes preaching would break out in there. Because of love. We love one another. I couldn't stand to see nothing happen to nobody, so God wouldn't allow it. He kept everybody safe. He keeps everybody healthy. Anybody need anything, we come together to meet the need of the person. We don't make excuses like many churches, because their excuse is I got to be a good steward over the things of God. But what it is, I don't want to give this up, because if I give it to you, I won't make my Cadillac payment. But he said bring those tithes and offerings into his house, that there would be meat in his house. Not only food, clothes, shelter for those who didn't have it, but meet in my house. He could meet the need of the people through the church. We ought to love one another. He said, be especially good to the members of the household of faith, of the church. We're talking about the church of God now. We're not just talking about any old church. Because it's only the house of prayer where the people of God is in there obeying the word of God and the spirit of God. Everywhere else, that's not what they do. But they does. Yeah. It's my thing. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't like Sarah Brown, so she said they're about to cut her lights off. She's been a faithful tithe and offering payer, but we're not going to do it for her. I don't like her. None of that. Any of that. We got to do what he did. But God is love. I love the good, the bad, and the ugly. Even among us. Because it's going to always be somebody there out of pocket. Peter was out of pocket. But he was the one who stood up on the day of Pentecost and said, men and brethren, when they said that, men and brethren, what shall we? Peter was the one that stood up and said, repent. Woo, that Acts 2 and 30, and be baptized. Aye, every one of you. Permission of your sin. And you shall, it's a promise, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's what he said. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to him. Only God could. And God revealed it to him, the answer to the question, because he loved those that was there on the day of Pentecost. And he was willing to receive those who would give him their heart, who would believe, who would repent, who would go down in the liquid grave and rise with him in the newness of life. Be baptized in the water, Franklin on. You had to go down in it like it was laid down in a coffin and rose up. I'm just telling you the truth this morning, what he pleased with. But so many don't love. So many don't love. They love what the person brings to the building. had many testimonies of people who was given to a ministry, never got no love and nothing else back. I found out the preachers over there smoking drugs with their money. I'm just telling you what was told to me, the testimony. They get sick and tired of you. They done told you something, but you're still not satisfied because you're uneasy, you're uncomfortable, you just need a little more. I just need to vent right here. I just need to talk about this. I need to ask some questions right here. We talking. I need to get it out of me, but you can't go back to them because they done told you something. And if you go back to them, it's going to make you appear that you don't believe what they said or you're not going to do what was said. You're going to do it, but what happened is I still got some questions. I still got some uneasiness about this thing. Can you help me over here? Just listen to me, would you please? And if God give you an answer, can you give it to me? They don't have time. They'll see you as unbelievers. They'll see you in some kind of way. But he said, for God is love. Patience is a virtue. Wisdom is a principal thing. If I got wisdom, I should be willing to share it with the people of God, for God is love. And if I got God, I can't help but love you. Those that are in the world and of the world, they don't have no love, only for their kind. He told us that in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, because we get in him and he get in us, he teaches us. And the spirit of God warns us. I wanted to bring that for us this morning in celebration of you. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. And I know people may say, well, she loved Karen, she loved Anthony, she loved Louis and Frank and this one and that one. I don't know if she, I don't ever hear say too much about me. The devil is a fool and a liar. And he'll make a fool and a liar out of us if we allow him to. I've met people, and because I didn't put them on a pedestal and just shine all the light on them, they felt some kind of way about me. I loved them. And if they got it, you just have to go on with what you got. Because I've tried to show you love. The proof should have been in the pudding. It's not that those who show me love, I show them love. No, I love everybody. When I wrote the marquee for the day, I said in that, if I did not call your name, yet you know who you are. And you may have been coming to Jesus in the morning for a while. I love you. Newcomers, I love them. You give me a call off a list. And some people was before these people, but God didn't have me to get a roll call until a certain time they had passed on through. But now those that come now, I put them on the roll call list so I can make sure I mention your name. Some mornings if I don't see you, I don't mention your name. But the very time I see you, I want to make sure you're acknowledged so I mention your name. That's why you have a name, so you know who you are being spoken to. You are being spoken about. You are being paid attention. So we ought to love one another like that. You often hear people come over here and say, Sister so-and-so-on or Brother so-and-so-on, or good morning to so-and-so-on, good morning, Brother so-and-so. You hear all of that. You'll even hear people call names. Brother Jermaine, he come with this, he do that, he this, the other. Brother Anthony is on. Good morning, Brother Anthony. Hey, tell Brother Anthony I said good morning. Hey, tell Brother Frank I said good morning, Brother Frank. Tell Brother Louis this. Yeah. For God is love. And it's not that we so like one another. We love one another. Y'all heard me tell. Well, Sister Spin is not here. She over there having big fun. Stuff like that. You hear me talking to Louis every morning. Just cut it out, Louis. Louis, stop it. He too much. Louis this, Louis that. You hear me with all of these things. Louis been here 11 years. Louis gonna put it out of sight. And if I mention a donut, oh my goodness, it's just too real. Donuts? Yeah. But God is love, and we love one another. And what I bring, I don't bring it to hurt you. I bring it to help you. But we got to learn to accept the truth. And the truth will make us free. And when we hear the truth, we're going to appreciate it and embrace it. Yeah. I've heard stuff about my children. It cut me and it hurt me, but I knew it was true. I had to accept it and agree to it because it was true. And sometimes I couldn't go to them and say nothing to them about it. All I could do is pray. Lord, show them the error of their ways, because if I go to them, it's not going to come out right, because they're going to try to deny it, and this pain of what I'm telling them going to make them react against me. I don't feel you lead me to go and say anything to them, but I do feel compelled to pray, to ask you to do it for me. Come to son, mama, what? Mama, you know I did so and so and so, and I can't even tell you why I did it. And yeah, it was wrong to do it, but I did. I said, and well, I asked the Lord to forgive me, mama, and to help me not to ever do that again, because that was wrong. I said, okay. Not only did God hear, but he answered the prayer. Prayer fix it every time. God hear every word we say. Every word we say. The good, the bad words, and the ugly words, God hear. And many times we forget he hear. His eyes are in every place beholding the evil and the good. Oh, yeah. And it's all right this morning. So I want to say congratulations to each and every caller, each and every listener. Old, young, new, I love you today, and it's the truth. I don't have no reason to lie to you. And whatever I can do, that's what I can do. And I know some days it appears, oh, she done forgot me. No, I don't forget. I move when God moves. If I don't say nothing, he's not using me right then. But the prayer is yet going forth for you every day. My prayer partner and I, we pray for y'all every day, Monday through Sunday. Every morning that prayer going to go forth. And all those that come to Jesus in the morning, all those that been to Jesus in the morning, all those that will come to Jesus, you're prayed for. You send me prayer requests, email them to me, send them to me on Messenger. I may not mention it, but they're not forgotten. Whoever you're requesting prayer for, your family member, your friend, somebody I know, something I saw. For God is love. And if anybody been loved, you know what love is. And if you haven't been loved and don't know what love is, check God out. Come to him today. And see what he have for you. Great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's that kind of God. And he's on our side in spite of us today. And if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. That's why I like that Eben McKinney song. When God bless me, I'm going to bring the whole hood with me. I'm going to bring everybody I know from Jesus in the Morning, Freedom Doors Ministries, who's in dire straits. I'm going to bring you with me. I want to make sure that I'm a blessing and the hindrance. Yeah. But God is love this morning. And not only should we love one another, but we should love him and allow him to be our everything. Allow him to be the Lord of our lives, the God of our lives. We must seek him for this to take place. We must have a prayer life and a Bible study life and a well-made up mind. Yeah. And it's all right today. Listen, I'm going to this one. I like this song a whole lot myself. And when we come back, and you might want to chime in this morning and tell us your favorite song, a color, a group, a entertainer, actor, the food you like, what you like to drink, the place you like to shop, where you like to travel to. Or tell us one thing about yourself. Yeah. We're free this morning. It's a celebration of you. For God so loved you. And I love you this morning. And I want to celebrate you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name today. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Jesus, you're my everything, yeah. My everything is you, Lord. Yeah.
Joe Metal this morning. My Everything is the name of that one. And listen today, Brother Mike, you had me laughing because I know what you're talking about. Brother Mike said, I can hardly speak English. I know I can't learn Spanish. But listen, I know today for myself, if I take my time and keep hearing something over and over, it keeps repeating, I can learn. And so I go to Mike and I take that Spanish class. And when she come in there, she's speaking Spanish. My brother Mike, I don't speak Spanish like that. And I don't try to figure out what she's saying. I go to looking crazy, I'm sure, and because she can see me and I can see her. And so then, you know, slow down a little bit and I can pick up a few things. But I thank God today for Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. Because he blessed me to get some things done that I want to get done. Anybody heard this, that if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Your ways please him. There's nothing God won't do for you. I wanted to learn. I wanted that degree. He blessed me. Graduated in 2010 from the university. Yeah. Turned around. I want to speak Spanish. And I started working on a few alphabets and the little numbers, you know, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, that kind of thing. Now when I know anything, I'm in this Spanish class and I'm learning. I have a keyboard. That's next. And I'm going to get it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So listen, I'm coming at you right now, area code 347, first three numbers 499. Good morning. God bless you. How are you today?
Good morning. Blessed to see you also and your listeners. I'm blessed. I just wanted to say that the message you brought this morning, it's well articulated. It's well done. You didn't miss a spot. The message on love. I love the way you carry it. It's just really wonderful. To talk about the love of God and just loving people. So I love everything about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
By the way, this is Sister Michelle.
I thought it might be. I caught that voice. I caught the voice. How are you? How's the family?
I am blessed. We're blessed. No complaints.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And how is Sister Julie?
Sister Julie is fine. She's at work at this time.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. That's that Jamaican connection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I was in New York with him, and treated me like one more queen. Yeah, make sure I was good. And so I just thank God for them, and thank God for you coming through today, Sister Michelle. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yes, yes. And we celebrate you today. We celebrate you today because you have been coming through here for a while. And so we thank God for that this morning. Hallelujah. I didn't know what that 347 area code. I didn't know who that was, but I knew it. It stayed. And I said, oh, I have a chance to say good morning to them. So it just turns out to be our own Sister Michelle this morning. God bless you.
Yes.
All right. One more caller of the morning. Hallelujah. All right, good morning to you, Sister Jerry. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm well. How about yourself?
I am good. I can't complain today. God is faithful.
Yes, he is. He gave us a great teaching this morning. He really gave us a great teaching. I mean, what you brought was great love. And you know what we all must learn? We can't make anyone love us. That's why God will not force himself on us. He will not do it. And we as individuals, we stop trying to make someone love us, we're going to be okay. We're going to be just okay. So this morning, Lord, I want to thank you for loving me. I want to thank you for hanging your head, hanging on that cross for 3 days for a wretch like me, down at the cross, down at the bloody cross. Lord, for this Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for a lot of things, but I'm grateful for life, strength. Lord, I'm so grateful. I might not have a lot of everything, but I sure have a lot of love. My circle may be very, very small, but with God loving me, that's a giant circle I got. Because he said in Psalm 37, fret not yourself of evildoers, nor be envious of their iniquity, for they soon shall be cut off like the green grass. Delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. He didn't say John Doe, Sally Doe, XYZ can do it. He said he'll do it. And I know it to be true because he's done it for me. He's done it for me. And all I have to do is get real still and tell him some things I need, and he'll start unfolding them. So today I'm very thankful to have you in my life right now, Barbara. I'm very, very thankful to know and be introduced to some of the hosts, like Brother Louis, Brother Frank, Brother Anthony, Sister Sion. Oh, I love Sister Rita and her sons. I love them so much and don't even know them. But that spirit that comes across the line that resonated in me, they all make me feel so. When I used to go to the club, they say, come on, Jerry, welcome to the club. I feel like I'm welcome. They welcome me to this Holy Spirit Club. So, I'm thinking about what you said, my favorite color. Well, my favorite color is purple. My favorite food, well, if you don't know me by now, sweet. It's sweet and more sweet. My favorite song. Well, I like a lot of them, but I like that one where you don't need no ticket to get on board. I love that song. I used to like, when God told me to go left, I went right, or he said go right. So that's who I was. That's still kind of who I am. Because when Barbara said eat some vegetables, I said, I'm eating some sweets. I'm not doing that. But I got to work on that. I got to disobedience. That's not a good thing. So I thought about it. I will do some. I will get a little vegetables. If I don't like them, it's okay. It's okay. I got to lead by example. So Calvin will continue to eat vegetables because, I mean, he tears them up. He don't eat canned vegetables. He likes the fresh vegetables, fresh green beans, fresh squash, fresh greens. Me, I just don't know. But I love everybody listening to the callers to come through, listening to Brother Anthony name off all the people. I need him in this house to tell me who I'm trying to call when I point at him. He'll say Cal, Al, Robert, Isaiah, because I call Poor Calvin everything in the book before I get to his name. And he just comes on because he know, you know, the poor woman just don't even know my name no more. I go, Isaiah, Emma, Robert, hey, you, come here. Ain't nobody in the house but us. Why are you calling me all these names? My son, he gets upset with me. I'm on the phone in the middle of conversation. I said, well, you know what, Al? He said, how about Robert? Oh, yeah, that's right. Robert, how would you not know who I am? I know who you are. I mean, you know. Maybe I need to start drinking some more of that stuff they're talking about on TV, some turmeric and ginger and all of that. I see some people just drink it out the bottle now. Yeah. I'm like, are you serious? Are y'all really serious? I'll take the pill. It does just as well. But I thank God for life, and I thank God for all of you all today. each and every one of you. I like what Brother Frank say. I love all of you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for learning and teaching me, Barbara, and taking me under your wings. So my favorite color is purple.
Okay. They say it's a royal color, Jerry. Purple is royal. That's what they say.
Well, I love it. I love it. I have like 4 purple sweatsuits. And my girlfriend said, but Jerry, aren't these the same? No, one's light, one's darker. See, I can give you an explanation why I have these different ones and they're all purple. Because one's light, one's dark, one's mixed, and then I can mix and match them. That's why.
Okay.
That's my explanation, and I'm not changing it.
Well, all right.
But I'm also glad that the weather's going to be kind of cold here soon. Did you hear about that, Barbara?
Yeah, Brother Louis told me the weekend it should get cooler. And it's all right, Jen. God bless us when he's inside. And you don't have to go
That's
outside.
That's right, honey. I have that heat on the inside.
Okay.
At first, when I lay down, it's a little warm. And then later through the night, I'm like, oh, thank goodness I didn't cut that heat off, because I love it when it just kick on and warms me up. So I'm so truly blessed. So my favorite thing is I love the way God takes care of me. I love the way he takes care of me. It's nothing I can't ask him for. And he don't just bless me with it. It ain't that I've been so good. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's just that he's just that kind of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being my friend, Barbara.
Yes, Jerry. Yes.
Yes.
You know, I was listening to you, and you were talking about Psalms and the enemies. But the scripture teaches us this. We got to love our enemies, too.
Oh, yes.
Those that might use you and that type of thing. Because, see, when we love those who love us, we're not doing no big thing. That's easy.
Oh, no.
But we
love our neighbor as I would love myself.
Uh-huh.
You talking to me. I know.
Yeah, when you,
and I,
when
even
you
though people do me wrong and other people don't understand, Jerry, how would you do that? Because God said it. He said, take care of those like you take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people be lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you're not lying to me. You're lying to God. You're not stealing from me. Because nothing on this earth belongs to me. Nothing.
Yeah. Well,
everything
God is
on this earth. Yes, he is, Father. Yes, he is. And when the time comes, he sends the right people in your life. He sends them in your life.
Yeah. Because God uses
And
man.
Only God knows the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to have a clean heart.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So it's what he does, Jerry. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to love our enemies because he's love. And he died for the good, the bad, and the ugly. He so loved the world, the whole world. So, yeah. So we thank him this morning. And we're going to work on
Calvin is clapping his hand.
Amen, Brooke Al. Amen, bro, Cal. Yeah. So we're going to do what God says. All right, Jerry, I got one more caller. I'm going to this caller. And if you open your mic, I will. Good morning to you, Sister Spinner. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain today.
Just wanted to call in. I know I've been missing in action for about a week, and I hadn't been able to talk to you, but
yes.
I'm home. I'm back in the United States.
All right.
I had a ball. We were in Cancun for a few days. My sister, my baby sister, was determined to do something different for her 40th birthday. So we were in Cancun, and I did do a few things that I've never done before, such as zip lining. So needless to say, I did a lot of praying on this trip. But yeah. We had so much fun. We had fun. Everything was smooth, the flights and of course, we had to do COVID testing and everything, like to come back home. We didn't have to go there, but to come back home, we had to. And everything, you know, there were no glitches and with the flights, and everything just went so well. And I'm just thankful to the Lord that he watches over us no matter what, you know, what we're doing, you know. And I just wanted to come on and just say, you know, I missed Jesus in the Morning. I wasn't able to call in from over there. I tried to get an international phone plan, but it wasn't working the way I was hoping. So, but everything is well, and I miss talking to you. So I'm going to call you soon. Yesterday,
right.
I had to recuperate.
Yes,
you know, I was a little exhausted, and I still had to work. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to just lay low. But I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Hey, bad. Amen. I told your brothers and sisters in Christ, I said, yeah, she over there having big fun over there. Next year, I want to go. What a next year. Yeah, it's a good thing when God opens a door for you and he blesses you and he allows you to go and take a trip and you enjoy it. From the start to the finish to getting back home, you've enjoyed yourself. She said she did dip ride it. Oh, no, Andrea. And did some things she had never done before. Yeah. I want to go somewhere where I could ride some horses. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to try that real good. It's been a while. Yeah, a long time. My brother used to own horses. And on Sunday mornings, he would get up and we would go ride the horses. But he gave all that up. And so I haven't been horseback riding forever in a day. And I just like to rub them and, you know, that talk to them and that kind of thing. So, Sister Stella, I'm going to be looking towards that as a fun trip for myself. If you go back to Cancun, y'all got to let me know in enough time I can prepare to join y'all in Cancun. Yeah, I'd like to go. I've heard about it many times, just never went. Yeah. So we thank God you made it back safe and sound, all is well, and just call me when you get a chance, and I'll be looking forward to the call. Yeah, because I missed you. I missed looking down at the feet at 434-960. I missed it. Yeah. And I had to say something about you because I said, Tom, I sure missed it. He called me a couple of times, and, you know, we used to come to one another, you know, for the weekends out of things. But God is faithful. He is faithful. And I thank him so much. I thank him so much. And I'm grateful unto him. And well, tell us something. Well, you did tell us one thing. You told us about the zip line. You want to tell us what your color is or food or something like that, a drink or whatever?
We were at a resort and everything was like all inclusive, the food and drinks, and they really catered to us too. I was like, I could get used to this. we could be laying on the beach and they'll come to you and ask you, you know, do you want a drink or you want, you know, something. They were really waiting on us. And they were very friendly, very kind. I really enjoyed myself. We took a ferry ride to one of the islands. I'm not good at pronouncing all these words, but it was Los Mujeres, which actually means women. It was like the island of women or something like that. But we went to that island and went to a couple of the shops. Did a little shopping. We went to an authentic Mexican restaurant and had some authentic tacos, which were really good. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, some people tried to scare us before we went with little, you know, stories. You know, people get kidnapped down there and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, and we were just like, you know what, I'm not, you know, we're children of the Most High. I'm not going to go down here. I'm not going to allow that to scare me out of going, and I'm not going to go in fear. And we went, and it was, I can't say anything negative really at all about it. It was really good. It was blessed.
Yeah. The scripture says this, if God be for me, who could be against me? Yeah. And then, like you say, your children are the Most High, and God took care of you. You should enjoy yourself and come on home safe. Yeah. And we thank him for that. We thank him. I forgot to say this, Sister Michelle and Sister Jerry Berlewis, thank you this morning. He said, hey to you. And I was intending to say that earlier. But I thank God you made it back, Sister Spinner, and God bless you and your family. And I thank God for him for celebrating you today and as a listener. And I just want to tell you, I love you this morning. Thank God for you. And you've been a blessing to me many days. And many days we got to talk and laugh and that kind of thing. And, you know, I like to laugh. You know, I love that. And so we've had some wonderful times of fellowship together. And I can remember one day God just showed out for us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, he showed out that day for us. And we were just almost shocked. Yeah. And so we just thank him. We just thank him this morning for all he has done for us. Yeah. I have one more request. I'm going to mute your mic, Sister Spinner. I'm going to this next request. And if you want to come and share with us today, it's in celebration of you. So come in and share with us. And you might want to tell us a favorite color or your favorite travel or your favorite actor, entertainer. Your favorite group, food, drink, you know, tell us one thing about yourself today. And so we go into this next song of the morning, and Sister Rita requested it, but once I play it, I get quite a few requests for it, Sister Rita, and that's a beautiful thing. Hallelujah.
Hello? Am I on? Gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
Anyway,
oh yeah,
in the middle of it,
you should praise him anyway. Another Music Made production.
I can't hear y'all clapping.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Sister Dot, coming at you right now. Good morning, God. How are you?
I'm blessed. Good morning. Blessings to you, Sister Jerry, Brother Louie, Sister Rita, Brother Frank, Finney, Sister Spinner, Sister Fionn, and Brother Buddy. And to everyone else that's listening. My favorite, well, I have a lot of favorite gospel singers, but the one I love the best is Bishop William Mercy. Bishop William Mercy. And I just didn't start posting prayers when I was working. I used to get a pamphlet from In Touch Ministries, and I used to I had several people I used to copy for the whole month and give it to them. And it got to the point other people started asking me for them. So I have been, you know, trying to encourage people through God's word for a long time. And my favorite color is red. And I got a lot of favorite foods. Greens, potatoes, salad, eggs, ham, turkey.
Okay.
And seafood. And I love coffee. All that and more. I'm like you. I love groceries. I love the groceries.
I love the groceries. All right, Brother Louis, God bless you. God bless you today, you and Sherry. Yes, ma'am. I do understand about loving of the groceries. I do understand.
Yeah. And I do have a favorite musical artist. He's a violinist. The last time I was in touch with him on Facebook, he was teaching at some college in Arkansas. He's a performer, writer, producer, and his name is Daniel Romaine. I know him personally when I was working at Dillard School of the Arts. He was a student there, and I would always tell him, when you get famous, even if I'm in a wheelchair, make sure you invite me to see you perform, because he was just that good, and he's proven himself.
Amen. What's his name again, Sister Dot?
Daniel Romaine.
Okay, Daniel Romaine.
And he's an activist too.
Okay.
He sure is.
Okay. Well, we will look out for
you. You can find him on Facebook and he's also on that other one. I can't think of the name of it.
Twitter, but, Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram.
Okay. I'm seeing
you the spelling of his name in Messenger.
Okay, okay. All right, and I'll pull him up, and he's doing gospel. We'll bring a song or two of his on over.
He's a violinist, but I don't think he do any gospel. It's more classical.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's more classical music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little classical, like opera. That girl, Beverly Seals, I think she passed away now, but I love to hear that Beverly Seals sing that opera. It's nothing, I don't care how many they bring, there's not another voice like hers. And I used to sit, you know, enjoy listening to her. Miss Beverly Seals.
Uh-huh.
Oh, classical, that's a wonderful thing, Sister Dot. I can ride with him on the classical. So I think
he writes little musicals. Musicals and stuff. I know he performed in Philadelphia a couple of years back.
Okay.
And but you know, he's here and there. They even had him on the radio NPR.
Okay.
That NPR show that they have on the radio.
Okay.
I got a pamphlet on him from 2005. I kept it January 30th, 2005.
Okay. Right, Mr. Opera. Mr. Daniel, we will get up on you. Yeah, we'll check it out.
Daniel Romaine.
Okay, Mr. Daniel Romaine. I got it when you send it to me.
I'll send it to you through Messenger.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank you so much, Sister Dot. God bless you this morning.
And God bless you as well. And my favorite show is Jesus in the Morning.
You better tell him, Sister Dot. You better tell
him. even when I was working, I used to listen to gospel music on the CD player all day until I came across your program.
Amen.
And I was, every morning, I would listen. I just couldn't get up and walk out and say nothing or nothing. But I would listen faithfully every morning.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm going to mute your mic, Sister Dot, and I'm going to bring Brother Anthony in. Good morning, Brother Anthony. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, Mr. Glover. First of all, I want to give God life. Thank you, God. Thanks for waking up this morning. Thanks for life. Keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day I've never seen before. Thank you for giving my lives. And thank God for who he is, for me, what he's doing in my life, where he brought me, where he's taking me. Yeah. And what he's doing to other lives of the people, and what he's doing to the men and women of God. I kind of talked quick to my phone. I got my charges in my car this morning. I got to hurry up and get on the road because people started driving on. I just thank God for, being able to tune in and fill it up. And I just thank God. What he's been doing this season. But here he was, this season, saved by life. You know, God's been doing miraculous things. Telling good things. You know, thank God thank God for the show and pray for the red. I pray red, blood of Jesus, over my life. You know, I love this show, you know. My favorite song is My Eyes on the Sky. And who I'm like, you and some groceries. I love eating some food. I think my favorite thing is spaghetti.
Amen. I know he's working, y'all, and y'all can hear the truck. I know you can hear it. But we thank God this morning for Brother Anthony. And Brother Anthony, I thank God for you. He follows me over from Blog Talk TV. Yeah, Blog TV. And he has come in ever since. Well, I know that's been nine years. And I thank God for him. So listen, Anthony, I'm going out the door. You do. I hope I didn't cut you off the fact that you thought I can't be. Did I cut you off?
I'm good. I was just trying to make sure I was here. We're going to take for the whole phone till I go down. I'm trying to make it back to
you. Okay. There. All right. But all right, I'll just close your mic. And if there's anyone else, all right now, all right. Good morning to your area code 407-341. God bless you this morning. Is this the shoe lady?
This is the shoe lady that loves the Sea World Green.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I just want to say, well, thank you for celebrating us, Miss Barbara. You know, that's a lot. That makes me feel really special. And Buddy just said something walking out the door, being real silly. But anyway, we love you so much. We love everyone that comes to Jesus in the Morning, the ones that do say things and those that don't. For me, let's see. Because I was asking Mom, I said, what was Miss Barbara asking? Because I heard her naming off food and colors. So I was like, what is Miss Barbara asking? So my favorite, I have a few favorite colors, which are black, gold, navy blue, white, purple, if it's in the right outfit. Food-wise, I love to eat. I'm a foodie to no end. But my favorite is some Sea World Greens from Miss Barbara.
Oh, my goodness.
Miss Barbara's dressing, her fried chicken. I love everything Miss Barbara cooked, but the Sea World Greens, it's a theme for that. It's just... We love those SeaWorld greens. I would drive to Jacksonville to get a pot of them, you know, if it was felt laid on her heart to, you know, make some. But well, for the most part, I love the Lord, and I am striving to be the best that I can be, to love people when it's hard to love them, and I have my moments. When I want to say something not nice, you know, I'm just being real. But I still always go back to God and ask Him to help me to love people the way He would love them. You know, I know I can't be 100% without mistake, and I understand that. But I try to be as close as I can to doing what I think He would want me to do. So I just ask everyone to keep me and my family lifted up. And, Miss Barbara, there's a friend of ours. He's going through some things. he's dealing with his kidneys. I mean, he's tired. And there is a match for him, but he does not want to go through the process of doing everything because he's just tired. But I just ask that everyone would just lift him up, that God will work on his mind and his heart. You know, his wife is having a hard time with it because she's the match to him. And I guess he doesn't want to do that to her. He doesn't want to take her kidney. So I'm just asking that everyone just raise him up. I'm asking God to just touch his mind and his heart. I know he's tired, but just, you know, whatever God's will is, that's what we want done, you know. So with that being said, I'm not going to try to name everybody, but I will just say good morning to everyone, and I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you have a safe and blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen. All right, we got him, John. We got him. And intercessors,
okay.
If y'all would touch and agree with me in prayer, we will lift him up.
His name is Paul.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Brother Paul. We got Brother Paul right here. All right, we lift him up in prayer this morning. Ask God to touch and heal his body and strengthen his wife and whatever decision he makes. Yeah. Because sometimes it's hard. This is hard. And I can understand that being his wife and he don't want to take her through that. But nonetheless, God will be done. His will be done. Yeah. And so we thank you so much.
Amen.
Question. And I will get back with you on that pot of SeaWorld Greens very soon. And maybe a sweet potato pie. We never know how God will move in kitchens. Yeah.
That's right.
But we thank you. Come on, that's right. That's right. And tell my buddy, I said good morning to him, too.
Yes. Yes, he said good morning walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
He threw his hands up, deuces.
Okay.
Yeah, good morning and deuces. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Got to go. He had to go, see him. He couldn't carry
he had to
no
go.
Walk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, all right. I'm going to close your mind. Is there anyone else? Please feel free. We have some time. And come in. It's your celebration. It is your celebration. Sister Simone, I'll call you back after the show today if you have time. If not, just call me back. And I'm going to be watching my phone because I didn't get fixed yet. That's why I missed the call. I didn't get the phone fixed yet. And I got your message. So just call me back because I'm going to watch until I get called since I'm on and everything. I'm waiting on the shipping and things so we can see those beautiful arrangements she made. Beautiful, beautiful. And I want me one, so I thank the Lord for it. This might be my buddy down here, 484, the first three numbers. That may be my buddy right there. Good morning to you, my buddy. yeah. And that's 708. God bless you this morning. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Boatwright. God bless you this morning. Thank God for you and Sister Michelle calling in. That's my Jamaican connection right there. Oh, yeah. Had a wonderful time in New York with them. And I want to say good morning to you again, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann and Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, and Deborah this morning, Sister Lexis, Sister Michelle, Sister Andrea Spinner again, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Angela Foote, and Mama, good morning to you, Sister Anna Lee Foote, and good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And again, to our very own apostle, you're both right this morning. And a good morning to you, ladies. God bless you, sisters. God bless you. And a Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony. Brother Louis had to run out right quick. Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you, gentlemen and brothers. Good morning. God bless you. Thank God for each of you this morning and those that come through the podcast and the archives. I thank God for you. and we are celebrating you today. Yeah, as listeners of Jesus in the Morning Radio. And so we thank God for each of you. I want you to know I love you. I love you. I love you. And again, I thank God for you. And some of us, we get to talk. excuse me. We get to talk some days and email, or sometimes we get to message each other, share pictures and different things. God is just faithful. Mm-hmm. And listen, don't y'all forget Apostle Boatwright's book. Don't forget the book. If you haven't got your copy yet, go over there and get it. My mind is still full, especially during COVID-19. Don't forget to go get your book, 31 Days of Empowerment. It's a beautiful book. Yeah, and it's Apostle Claudia Hackney Boatwright. Apostle Claudia Hackney Boatwright. My mind is still focused, especially during COVID-19, 31 Days of Empowerment. So y'all go check it out, check it out, check it out. And I might let Nikki use mine when I'm done with it. Let her read it. It's a great devotional, and I promise you it will bless you. So we thank God for that. And I don't see Sister Rita today. Let me see. Maybe I missed her. I don't think I did. Maybe she had an appointment with Kyle or something else today, but we're going to keep her lifted in prayer as well. Y'all keep Sion and Buddy in prayer today as well. And so we thank God for our intercessors and those who will pray with us and for us here, because we all can use prayer and God moving for us in this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank him. I don't think I overlooked nobody this morning. I'm hoping not. But we still have some time if you want to press the number one and come in. I'm sure Sister Simone at work this morning. But if you can get a minute and you want to share with us, press that number one and come in. Tell us something. My favorite color is blue and I'm through. Okay, you can say that. My favorite color is red and I'm not dead. Whatever you want to say. And so we just thank God. We just like to hear from the faithful few, those faithful listeners that come through daily or as often as possible, or when they see a special title on Jesus in the Morning. They say, well, let me go over there. Let me hear what's going on. Yeah, thank God for you. Thank God for you. So we're going to one more of the morning, and when we come back, if no one else have anything they would like to share this morning, I'll pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Let's go with Mr. Clean this morning, Bishop Richard White. I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I'm glad.
Look at me now! Encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bishop White today, Mr. Cleed, I call him himself. I don't look like what I've been through. And I thank God for it today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's pray. And we pray the Lord bring us back again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for the celebration of your people today. Lord, you have people that want the truth, people that are sick and tired of putting down messages, sick and tired of things that please the flesh. Lord, they want what's spiritual. They want what's from you today. And we thank you for your word, for it's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. As we depart this morning, bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in and meet the need in our lives today. according to your riches and glory by your Son Christ Jesus. And Father, share love with us that we can share it with others. Push us, Lord, if you have to. Give us the spirit of love today that we can love like you love, unconditional, in the name of Jesus. Bless those that stand in the need of financial needs this morning, God. Lord, move by your spirit, bless your people today. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves that you're here. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today in Jesus' name. So at this time, we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, we won't be coming back today. Hallelujah.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole world with it.
I'm like, praise the Lord. Everything I've been praying for, finally now. Oh, I got to study. Let's see what shoe it's going to be. I'm going to need more expensive boots. Got in his bag. Bag lady. What in 90 seconds that I thought I had clothes out of this now?